welcome to Yakko Yaks, episode number 25, Half-Life. Welcome to Yakko Yaks. This is probably the fifth time I'm trying to record this, and things just are not going well. So we'll see if this goes out. This is the last time I'm trying to record it for today. If things sound a little bit different, I'm sitting outside on my balcony. There's a road with cars off in the background, so you might hear cars. If you're Jason Kirk, you might get traumatized because, you know, a motorcycle drive by and, you know, remind you of your own podcasting experience. But anyway, today I am going to talk about Star Wars Rebels Season 2, among other things, but I want to start off by talking about Half-Life. The video game Half-Life has been on my mind lately, for some reason, and I got in this binge of watching YouTube videos about the Half-Life series and Portal and reading Wikipedia and all these other websites just about the history behind the creation of it and then the in-game mythos itself. And it was such a good story. I got involved playing Half-Life somewhere between Half-Life 2 episodes 1 and 2, and I didn't play much of the original Half-Life. I played a little bit, but I played Half-Life 2 from the beginning to the end. And such a good story that just kind of sucked me in. And then Portal came out, and Portal 2 came out. And you find out that they're in the same universe. And it was such a deep and enriching universe, and enjoyed it so much. And then nothing. They announced Half-Life 2 Episode 3 or Half-Life 3 or whatever you want to call it. And that was pretty much a decade ago. And it's taken the place of Duke Nukem since Duke Nukem Forever has been released. I don't think we're ever going to see this game. And it frustrates me not because of the gameplay, because at this point I could care less about the gameplay. I mean, it's taken so long, they are going to have to reinvent the gameplay to match what modern gamers are expecting. And that's probably what's been holding it back. I just want to know the resolution to the story. And what I'm asking is, put it out as a comic or a novel or something. Have representatives at a convention just saying, hey, we're officially saying that the project is dead. This is what was going to happen in the storyline. This is where the characters were going to go. And let the fans run with it and, you know, create their own interpretations of that story. But it's never going to happen. And it's sad because it was such a great environment, the post-apocalyptic environment that it was set in. So, anyway, I just kind of wanted to get that out because that was just, it's been running through my head ever since I started thinking about it again. In some news, not really news, but I guess, new seasons of shows are starting and it kind of snuck up on me. Tuesday night, I think I was doing dishes, and I saw on Twitter, because I check Twitter while I'm doing dishes, someone saying something about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and when I looked at my TiVo, oh, hey, TiVo is recording Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's a new episode. So, you know, thankfully my TiVo saved me. I mean, not that I wouldn't have been able to watch it the next day on the ABC app, but I was able to watch it. I'm not that familiar with the Ghost Rider character. I do know that typically he rides a motorcycle, and like I believe it was Todd on Long Box Heroes likes to say, this was Ghost Driver, not Ghost Rider, because he's driving a car instead. But it was a good first episode. You know, gonna wait and see how they like where they take it. I do like that they're going with a more kind of mysticism route instead of sci-fi this season. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, also the new status quo with S.H.I.E.L.D. itself is, there's a lot of questions that it introduced, and so we'll have to see where it goes. Star Wars Rebels starts tonight as I record this, and I'll be talking about season 2 later in the show. But I'm looking forward to seeing Rebels, seeing where they're going to take Thrawn and, you know, where everything is going to end up. And then the CWDC shows start, I believe, Tuesday, October 4th with The Flash, and then they'll have shows like Wednesday, Thursday, and then the following Monday with Supergirl, and then it's just going to be a Monday through Thursday block. So that is exciting. The latest trailer for Flash Season 3 has me excited, because they are taking Flashpoint and taking it in a completely different direction than the original Flashpoint story, which I'm not the biggest fan of, so I'm glad to see something different. So we'll see, and we'll talk about how about those shows after they air. So going to talk about Rebels Season 2. I thought that was a very, very strong season. It gave each character, I think, at least one episode of strong focus, which I thought was good. I mean, even Chopper got an episode. And Chopper actually now has kind of a friend and a companion, kind of like a C-3PO to his R2-D2. And I think that's great. I love that droid is also a Clone Wars era droid, which is great. It's another tie-in to that era. And then we got the Hera episode where, you know, we're reintroduced to her father, who was a major character in a few Clone Wars episodes, and, you know, he actually fought with Mace Windu before Mace Windu went out the Mace Windu. So that was great, and he's actually going to be in some season 3 episodes, so he's going to be playing a larger role, and that is awesome. I think probably the ending of season 2 was my favorite part of the series, or the season, though. It changed the status quo so much with the reintroduction of Darth Maul, Kanan being blinded, Ezra now having the Sith holocron, and that triangle between Kanan, Ezra, and Maul is going to be interesting to watch. I also liked during the Ahsoka Vader fight, when Vader's mask was broken, they took James Earl Jones's voice, and they took the actor that played Anakin in Clone Wars, and I don't have his name, but they took his voice and they mixed it together, because you would get a mix of the synthesized and the non-synthesized voice. And I thought that was really awesome. So, I mean, going forward to season 3, I'm excited about Thrawn, like I said before. I'm also looking forward to seeing just the progression with the characters, because we see Ezra has a new haircut. I believe Sabine even has a new haircut. I mean, some time has passed. They've matured a little, and we'll see where this is taking them. And we're getting closer to the time of the events of episode 4. So we also see where we're going to be seeing Wedge defecting and joining the Rebels. We're going to, you know, that's awesome. And I'm just hoping that we start seeing more and more of these tie-ins with the original movie. So, I mean, that comes out tonight, and we will see, and we'll talk about it next week. So I think that's about everything. I mean, this is a short show usually, but even shorter today. But before I go, I want to talk about Amazon. Someone, I don't know who, but I figure the same person bought both of these items. Someone went to yakoyaks.com/Amazon and ordered a training bag, which looks like it's one of those kind of just a punching bag type thing, and a Bowflex PR1000 home gym. The total cost of these two items was around $589. So thank you so much. I only get a tiny percentage of that, but that was just completely unexpected to see someone using my Amazon code to buy something so expensive. So thank you so much for that. That's awesome. And if it is you, let me know, because, you know, I'm in horrible shape, and I should use this as motivation to work out. I probably am not going to, but I'm interested to see who listens to my show and is actually working out and getting healthy. So with that, I guess that's it. If you'd like to leave feedback, go to yakoyaks.com to leave comments on this episode. You can also follow me on Twitter at YAKK0DOTORG. And if you want to chat with me in a little more real-time environment, the Transmissions Podcast, we've set up this chat server using a service called Discord. And if you go to transmissionspodcast.com/Discord, you can join us there and chat with me. And I see my kiddo has woken up from a nap, so that's kind of telling me it's time to quit. So I will talk to everyone later. Bye.